Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shiras Pantzul Nishma Sam Yakushom Leah Basitzchok. We are holding Baba Kamo Daf Ayin. The one at the end of Amud Aleph brings that Rabbi Yossi said that Abba Chalavta, when he went to learn Torah by Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and the Gemara brings another gear, so maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri went to learn Torah by Abba Chalavta. Rashi says, who's Abba Chalavta? Says Rashi, Shem Oviv Shur Rabbi Yossi, meaning the father of Rabbi Yossi, his name was Chalavta. So, how does Mefarshim ask, how does Rabbi Yossi call his father by his name? And to come and explain, let's go a little bit into the sugya. The Shulchan Aruch and Yeridah Simon Rishmem Siv Bey says, Loi kreenu b'shmoi, loi b'chayv, lo b'moiso. One is not allowed to call the name of his father, not when he's alive and not after his death. Elohim er Abba Mari. You should just say, my father, my master, but don't mention the name of the father. Rekiv Eger on the spot asks, what about the example that we have in our Gemara? It says Abba Chalavta. Rabbi Yossi is calling the name of his father, Abba Chalavta. So if Kiv Eger and his Jewish Vechidush brings the name of his son, Rabbi Shlomo, then he said that the only time you're not allowed to mention the name of the father is only to mention the name of the father on its own. But if you give a title before, you call him Abba before, then you could mention the name. And he brings a riot from Rashi at Sanhedrin, Dafkuf, that says that you couldn't mention the name of the Rebbe if you give a title before. The Mitzbeison and Brochus Dav Samech Beis also brings this Raya, Abba Chalavta, and he says the same idea. You can mention the name of the father if you give a title before. And so says the Chidah in a Sefer Ein Zoicher, Ma'aruches Ches Ois Chavzayim. And the Chidah brings a Raya from the Pasuk that it says, Yeshua told his Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, Adoini Moshe Klaim. He referred to his Rebbe, and he said his name. He said, Moshe. How do you say Moshe? Because he said Adoini Moshe. So as long as you give me a title before, you can say the name. You can say the name of the Rebbe, you can say also the name of the father. But the Pischit Shuvah on Shulchan Aruch, he brings the name of the Yamshe Shlomer, that you're not allowed to mention the name of the father, even if you have a title before. So much so that the Yamshe Shlomer goes on, brings the Pischit Shuvah, and he asks, how does the Tur mention the name of the father? You know, the Tur, throughout the Arba Turim, mentioned many times his father, the Rosh. How does he mention the name of his father? You're not allowed to mention the name of the father. Says the Marshal, he doesn't say the name of the father. He says Rosh. Rosh is Rosh Atevus, Rabbeinu Osher. But really he has another connotation that our Rosh means head. He's the head of Am Yisrael. So other Rabbi, the Torah is just calling his father by a nickname, which is a very coveted nickname, but not giving the name. So the Marshal says you cannot mention the name of the father. Now what is he going to do with our Gemara that it says Abu Chalavto? So the Chidon we mentioned before, the Chidon, the Ein Zoicher, he brings it in the beginning of the thing, before he brings the question, he says a mashmos from a Maharsha that Chalavta wasn't the real name of the father of Rabbi Yossi. Not like the Poshup Shad and Rashi by us. Rashi says the Chalavta is the name of the father of Rabbi Yossi. But the Chidon, the name of the Maharsha, learns the Chalavta was a nickname that Rabbi Yossi called his father. And I saw someone bringing the Chalavta because he was Maklif Tanugi Oilom Hazeh in order to learn Torah. That's why he was called Chalavta, but that was not his real name. So merely that answer, that may be Pshat of Yamshe Shlomo, how Rabbi Yossi called the name of his father Chalavta. And the Chidah in his Tshuva Sefer called Yosef Oimet, which speaks about the same thing, he brings the Marshal and he quotes, it brings another Nikud the Marshal says, that Efsha, there's a difference between when you're saying Baal Peh, when you're mentioning it verbally, then you're not allowed to mention the name of the father, but when you write it down, then you couldn't mention the name of the father. And the Chidah brings many Rayas, the many of the Rishonim, wrote the name of the father. Even Rashi is called Shlomo Yitzchaki. Whether Shlomo Yitzchaki or Shlomo the son of Yitzchak. We always, the names, the Rishonim always said their name and they signed the name of the father. And usually, until today, someone signs on a document, you sign an ksuva, you write the name with the name of the father. How can you write the name of the father? Because by ksiva is different than speaking. So you may live by ksiva, you can mention the name of the father, but not by speaking. That will be the difference by why the Tur mentions the name of the Rosh, because that's in writing, not in speaking. So we find here, in the end of the day, a big machlekes. Can one mention the name of his father if it brings a title before? Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.